The Life and Times of E.H. Caldwell. This is Murphy Gibbons. Edward Harvey Caldwell was 21 when he came to Corpus Christi from Tennessee to join his father, who was pastor of the First Presbyterian Church. He arrived on Sunday morning, March 24, 1872, and promptly went to church, where he taught Sunday school. Caldwell got a job as a bookkeeper for a wool merchant and banker. As a bank clerk, he saw how much money sheepmen were making. In 1875, he and a younger brother invested in a sheep venture. They leased a ranch west of San Diego and bought 1,200 sheep. On Caldwell's first night at the ranch, he and a herder were in camp. By firelight, they saw three men ride up. One asked to be shown where to water their horses. Caldwell refused. He suspected they were bandits because he recognized the horse the leader was riding, which he had seen on George Reynolds' ranch. Caldwell kept his rifle pointed at the man's heart until they departed. Caldwell discovered next day that they were members of the bunch that burned Noakes' store in the Easter weekend raid at Nueces Town. In 1880, Caldwell married Ada Lassiter and decided to get out of the sheep business. A parasite was killing the flocks, and the price of wool plummeted. Caldwell and two men drove 5,000 sheep to Abilene, where he sold them at a heavy loss. Caldwell returned to Corpus Christi, built a home on South Broadway, and started a hardware firm, the Caldwell Farm and Ranch Store. It was a prosperous concern until it was wrecked in the 1919 storm. On the morning after the storm, the store was in ruins. Caldwell kept the business going long enough to pay his creditors. Caldwell, during his 40 years as a merchant in Corpus Christi, was a leader in the effort to gain a deep water port and one of the founders of the Commercial Club, the forerunner of the Chamber of Commerce. He died in 1940 when he was 89. This is Murphy Gibbons.